When it comes to business travel in Orlando, it's never business as usual. Oh, sure, I could go on for days about all the incredible places to hold meetings, or the Michelin dining, or the innovative industries that'll make you feel right at home. But Dr. Michael Edwards of Ocean Insight said it best. Orlando is as much a business capital as an entertainment one. So dive in and see what's happening in Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at OrlandoForBusiness.com.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. The European auto industry is wrapping up a very tough 2024, but 2025 could be even worse. European automakers are begging the EU to ease up on fines for missing CO2 targets next year. They're facing billions of euros in fines at a time when they're struggling with a sluggish market, with investments in EVs that are not paying off, and with Chinese competition that's capturing a growing chunk of the market. To meet those CO2 standards, European automakers have to have EVs account for 20% of their sales by January 1st. But EV sales are down 5% this year, and only account for 13.2% of all the vehicles sold in Europe. The ACEA, which represents Europe's automakers, says the industry faces up to 15 billion euros in fines, with nearly half of that going to Volkswagen. So VW, Stellantis, and Renault have raised the prices of their ICE vehicles by several hundreds of euros to deliberately close the price gap with EVs and to push more customers into electrics. They're also going to buy emission credits, called pooling, from Tesla, Volvo, and SAIC to avoid the fines. But whether they're buying the credits or paying fines, it's still going to cost them billions, which is coming at the worst possible time. And besides the massive fines it faces, Volkswagen is in a last-ditch effort to hammer out an agreement with its unions in Germany to try and avoid a strike. If they can't come to a conclusion by this Friday, the unions promise to start a series of strikes against the company next month. We think that will happen because the union says that any plant closings are unacceptable, and the company says it can't survive without closing at least three of those plants. Meanwhile, the top labor rep at Mercedes-Benz warns that if production drops below 2 million vehicles a year, it will be fatal for the company in the long run. Right now, Mercedes is barely on track to sell 2 million vehicles this year. The company has prioritized profits over market share, but now labor representatives on the board of supervisors want Mercedes to do what it needs to boost sales and market share. A German-Canadian resident of China was just sentenced to 2 years in prison by the U.S. Department of Justice for stealing trade secrets from Tesla. He pleaded guilty in June to conspiring with his business partner to sell Tesla's battery secrets to undercover FBI agents. The partner was also charged, but he remains at large. Waymo is expanding to more U.S. cities, and now it's going global. The autonomous ride-hailing company will test a small fleet of self-driving Jaguar I-Paces in Tokyo early next year, which will initially map key areas of the city. The company partnered with Nihon Katsu, Tokyo's largest taxi company, which will oversee the management and maintenance of the vehicles. Waymo says this will help its system learn how to adapt to traffic that drives on the left and how to operate in one of the most densely packed cities in the world.
Developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. What good is knowing your problems without the data to solve them? Meet Wireless Neovi Cloud, your secure off-the-shelf solution, empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless Neovi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA. A allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless Neovi Cloud, your vehicle update solution, in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
We've already noted the massive growth tear that BYD is on, and it's getting into another area that's expected to explode, humanoid robots. Car News China reports that BYD is actively trying to build a team that will develop the technology needed for humanoid robots. BYD has already invested in Chinese company Ubitech's Walker S robot and tested it in a manufacturing setting. So it probably saw some benefits from those trials. But it's not just BYD. Ubitech has also worked with Audi, BMW, Dongfeng, FAW, Geely, and NIO. Tesla is famously developing its Optimus robot. Hyundai now owns Boston Dynamics, which is working on a robot called Atlas that Toyota is also testing. And even the supplier Magna is planning to try them in manufacturing. Toyota is trying to light a fire under its EV sales. It's offering even more deals on the bZ4X in the U.S. Last week, we reported that some regions were slashing lease prices from $7,500 to $10,000, as well as offering 0% APR. And now Toyota is cutting the starting price of 2025 models. An XLE version starts at roughly $38,500, including destination charges, which is $6,000 cheaper than before, while higher trim models get about $5,400 off their starting price. The 2025 bZ4X should start arriving at dealers right around the time Trump officially takes office and likely gets rid of the federal EV tax credit. After Russia invaded Ukraine, every foreign automaker abandoned the market. And then the Chinese rushed in, and now they dominate in Russia. So, Russia wants to develop its own vehicle platform within the next 3 years, and most of the funding for the $900 million project has already been approved by the Russian parliament. It will be a modular architecture that supports different body types and sizes, as well as different powertrains, including hybrids and all electrics. Some estimate it will create more than 300,000 jobs, but others say production would need to be in the 400 to 500,000 unit range. So we think it's hard to see a path where the Chinese don't continue to take over the Russian market. Nissan and one of its joint venture partners are introducing a new pickup in China. The truck is called the Z9. And while it's said to be built on an all-new off-road platform, we think it's a modified version of the Nissan Navara or Frontier pickup. They're roughly the same size, and the Z9 uses the same diesel as the Navara, as well as a 2-liter turbocharged gas engine. There's also talks about hybrids in the future. Nissan has tried selling pickups in China with its joint venture partners, but those models retain their Nissan styling and tech. So, with its overall sales falling in the country, it looks like Nissan is at least turning to more local styling. Mercedes has been approved in Germany to raise the speed limit for its Level 3 hands-free driving system. It previously only worked up to 65 kilometers an hour, or about 40 miles an hour, but now it will operate up to 95 kilometers an hour, or 59 miles an hour. However, customers will have to wait until the spring of next year for the upgrade to be sent out. A similar update is expected to be made in the U.S. The Level 3 tech is available on some models in California and Nevada, but there's no timeline for that rollout yet. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for tuning in.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. And by Tajin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
Making a life full of memories. one road trip at a time. That's what really matters. Bridgestone Weatherpeak tires with a 70,000-mile limited warranty.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Teijin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
When it comes to business travel in Orlando, it's never business as usual. Oh, sure, I could go on for days about all the incredible places to hold meetings, or the Michelin dining, or the innovative industries that'll make you feel right at home. But Dr. Michael Edwards of Ocean Insight said it best. Orlando is as much a business capital as an entertainment one. So dive in and see what's happening in Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at Orlando for Business.
The most wonderful time of the year. Although, let's be honest, around the holidays, things really add up. But here's the good news. Only at Verizon, you can get a single line for $50 per month when you switch and bring your phone. So while ice skating for two is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. Gifts for your third cousins? Steep. A single line with Verizon? Not so steep. A real tree? Pricey. A single line with Verizon? Less pricey. Flights to see Meemaw and Pops? Those are up. A $50 per month single line? That's down. Even a trip to the San Francisco Holiday Market will cost you more. But with Verizon, you can switch and bring your phone for just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees. All this to say, during the holiday season, when everything is costing more, you can get more for less right now at a local Verizon store. $15 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G, 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.